Bond is set at $100,000 for a woman charged in a weekend shooting in Canton. 55-year-old Tanya Redmond of Canton was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court on charges of felonious assault and having weapons under disability. She is scheduled to return to court for a status conference May 1st. Police responded to the 1600 block of Market Avenue South around 4:50 Saturday afternoon. Redmond allegedly shot a 61-year-old Canton man in the face. His condition was not available. Court records state Redmond was intoxicated at the time. The legal status of four international students at Walsh University has been restored by the federal government. Their F-1 visas were revoked by the Justice Department last week. Multiple federal judges later ruled that the government misused the Student and Exchange Visitor Information System, a Homeland Security database used to track foreign students. The Justice Department said Immigration and Customs Enforcement is developing a new policy for foreign students in the U.S. on F-1 visas. The cause of a fire that heavily damaged a Canton apartment building will likely never be known. Fire officials cite the magnitude of damage to the 11th Street Northwest structure and the fact that it was torn down hours after the Sunday morning blaze. Firefighters were called to the 400 block around 7:30. A man jumped from a third-floor window and was taken to Mercy Hospital with serious injuries. Two other people rescued from the third floor were treated at the scene for smoke inhalation. Another person rescued was not hurt. Sections of the roof collapsed, leaving the building uninhabitable. A nearby building was evacuated. No damage estimate was released. A defunct used car dealership in Perry Township is being sued by the Ohio Attorney General's Office. AutoMax and owner Elias Eberle are named as defendants in the suit filed by David Yost in Stark County Common Pleas Court. Both parties are accused of failing to provide vehicle titles to customers. That's a violation of Ohio's Consumer Sales Practices Act and the Certificate of Motor Vehicles Act. AutoMax was located on Tuscarawas Street West. The Attorney General's Office has resolved five title-related complaints using more than $46,000 from their title defect rescission fund. Additional payouts are expected. Eberle is in the Marion Correctional Institution. The alleged crimes occurred before his incarceration. The Canton Local Board of Education has filled an administrative position. During a special meeting today, the board named Erica Irwin as principal of Faircrest Elementary School. She will start this fall. Irwin has 20 years of experience in teaching and administration. She currently is principal of Gibbs Elementary in the Canton City School District. Irwin succeeds Ann Bartley, who will take over as Canton Local's title and reading services coordinator. A stabbing in Carroll County leads to an arrest in Harrison County. Deputies say the incident took place Friday. They learned the unidentified suspect could be in Scio. According to WTOV-TV, Harrison County deputies found him at a home on Dutch Ridge Road. After initially refusing to exit the home, he reportedly surrendered peacefully when a search warrant was obtained. The condition of the victim is unknown. The suspect was turned over to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. A shooting in Columbiana County injures one victim. The juvenile was shot in the hand and the injuries were not life-threatening. Wellsville Police Chief Ed Wilson says he believes the incident involves several teens from the Steubenville area. No arrests have been made. An investigation is underway. Youngstown police are investigating a weekend shooting on the city's west side. Officers responded to a report of gunfire in the area of South Shenley Avenue and Austin Street around 12:30 Saturday morning. They were flagged down by onlookers for a man with a gunshot wound to the arm. Police put a tourniquet on the victim's arm. He was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center. His condition was not available. Two men faced drug and weapons charges following their arrest in Portage County. Sheriff's deputies spotted an SUV make multiple lane and turn signal violations on I-76 in Brimfield Township Thursday. They pulled the vehicle over near the Neomed facility on Route 44. Deputies found about 100 ecstasy pills, roughly 106 grams of meth, and a loaded handgun. 32-year-old Shamar Antoine and 30-year-old Akilish Antoine of Akron were arrested on charges of having weapons under disability, carrying concealed weapons, and improper handling of firearms in a motor vehicle. Shamar Antoine is also charged with drug trafficking and possession. Akilish Antoine is charged with identity fraud for allegedly giving deputies a fake identity. He also had an active warrant in Summit County for abduction and strangulation. The Ohio EPA is providing $650,000 to lessen the spread of viruses such as West Nile, La Crosse encephalitis, and Eastern equine encephalitis. The money supports mosquito control efforts, including surveillance, larval control, and removal of breeding sites like illegal scrap tire piles. Health departments in two local counties will receive money. Mahoning County Public Health received $23,306, while the Trumbull County Combined Health District received $22,500. A sergeant at the Trumbull County Sheriff's Office remains on unpaid administrative leave amid an internal investigation. WKBN-TV reports they obtained department emails to the unnamed sergeant through a public records request. In them, the individual was told they were the subject of an internal probe April 9th. The allegations against the sergeant include degrading and challenging the new administration, admitting to drinking and driving and using a county breathalyzer at home, and calling deputies to follow him home, and creating a fake probable cause or changing his own story in reports to justify his actions. Several deputies across all shifts and divisions reportedly raised concerns about a hostile work environment. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.